All right.
That recording?
No, we not recorded.
In 20 years, we're going to laugh and not know what we're laughing.
I was here the longest, and I just didn't get anything.
So, having defeated the penultimate wizard in the Prismatic Arcana that you've all needed to defeat, and having rescued all of Tony's siblings, y'all decided to head to Bronzeport for a bit of a side quest.
Yeah.
Finding that Dabarin's tower had melted into this hole beneath of it, this long, deep hole with doors spiraling down the side of it and darkness at the bottom.
Almost like a dungeon.
Yeah.
That one was a good one.
So, you all made your way to Bronzeport via some friendly teleportation from Hendrik. And met up with Harita, who took you all out for a very lush meal and caused a distraction so you could do some preliminary investigating of the hole. You then crashed at her place, and the next morning, as you're getting ready to go break into the hole once again, you are detoured by one of the city guards who was sent there by General Strifecutter. The guard took you all to Fort Sahir, where General Strifecutter was waiting for you all. You found out that she knew about your little incursion into the hole yesterday because it was alarmed with magic, which is something y'all neglected to check.
Makes total sense. What was it she said? I know you wouldn't go in there without talking to me first.
Yeah, she sent the ornithopter to save you the trouble of walking to the fort to get her permission, which obviously you would have done.
You know what's so funny? I actually missed that she had, like, an alarm spell on it. I just thought she, like, knew. And I was so ready to trust that. I was just like, yeah. Somehow, like, she...
the alarm spell went off. She talked to the guards who had clocked you all walking by earlier, you all being somewhat celebrities here. Yeah. And then Harita made a distraction, so... Wasn't quite as stealthy as you may have thought it was at the time.
No.
But the good news for you is that General Strifecutter is totes cool with you all investigating the Barren's Hole, but she feels that you all have scavenger's rights to it by having virtue of exposing and slaying the Barren. Also, she doesn't trust half the city council. Also, there's 8 people that died down there, and she really would like to know what happened to them. So, basically, you got her full blessing to go explore the hole. She sent you back there, and you arrived just as Amish Edsel, a wizard from Rakan, had finished setting up a magical hut around the hole. Not a tiny hut, but a large hut that functions in all other ways identical to a layman's hut. The wizard was familiar with y'all, having been the heroes of Rakan and the marshals of the regatta, so he was able to allow you all to pass through the hut unencumbered. So you all did a little more investigating of the hole. You dropped a very long rope down into it. Tony was able to climb down with his claws and used his hat of true sight to see through the darkness to find a 15th door hidden within. Tony also noticed that the rope, which was magically lit by Shims' magical tinkering, did not go down the full 500 feet that it was supposed to, having cut off at 250 feet. As you pull it back up, you found out that the other half of the rope was completely gone.
Stick our face in it! Please don't stick
and
your face.
Much to your existential horror, you realize that at the bottom of this hole is a sphere of annihilation. Ah. An impossible portal to the realm of oblivion, in which no energy exists and all is destroyed.
Sorry, that snort was really loud and right in the mic. I showed Shay my 2 different pictures.
Oh, the tots and no tots.
And then I snorted right here.
All right. So, General Strifecutter had let you know that an archaeologist had explored the first level and found a small labyrinthian complex, but they had found a doorknob which opened the next door down. So you all explored the first level. Seeing a series of murals depicting a mage wearing very old-fashioned, weird clothing and a variety of poses, teaching you a variety of lessons. And so I'm actually going to hand these out to you as you get them. So, Tony, if you'd like to read what the first lesson was.
Welcome to the first step of your crucible. There are many lessons to be learned. The first is to make sure to always protect others. But more importantly than that, You must protect yourself. But most importantly, protect your mind.
You found a series of puzzles, which you all were able to solve. Finding the doorknob to the next level, wreathed in radiant energy. Tony was able to dispel dispel magic. You found some mysterious words on the statues that you were able to push together, giving you the clue, submerge yourself face first, which you did not know what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
So you all moved along to the next level of the dungeon.
I just want to say, like, you definitely said to us, you know, this may be something that you just use later on. So we were like, all right, let's go. And then you were like, are you sure this is the last time you want to be on this floor? And we were like, yeah, you said later.
I think the phrase, I listened to this right, the phrase I said was, this might be something you need elsewhere.
Yeah.
As in not, because you were, where was it you were trying to...
On the ceiling and on the wall.
We were just running into everything.
You're like, all obstacles are now face-first solutions until we use this glue. You went down to the next level where you found a different triangle-shaped room with a door, with an unopenable door with a grate in it that looked into a feast. You saw in the painting a mage... who was looked to be conjuring an apple, and it had this lesson.
A mage must learn that nothing can be created, but everything can be destroyed.
So after some looking around and noticing that in the painting itself were the 8 dead archaeologists that you were looking for...
Horrifying.
Petra realized that the sun in the mural was actually a doorknob, and once Petra pulled it out, you all were... teleported to a different pocket dimension, in which there was a giant ziggurat, 8 dead archaeologists,
dinosaurs.
And a bunch of dinosaurs that y'all were able to fight until Inari could use her potion of animal friendship and distill the creatures. Having pacified the dinosaurs, they disappeared. There's also a herd of velociraptors that totally just destroyed the erupting earth. But after befriending the good dinosaurs, the non-turkey-sized ones, you all were able to pack the archaeologist bodies into your bag of holding, ascend the ziggurat steps, and find yourself back in the room. You figured out that the shape of the room was that of the conjuration symbol, the alchemical symbol for conjuration. Based off Tony asking why it was shaped that way and making what he didn't realize at the time was an arcana check. Which then you realize that the previous layout had been the abjuration symbol, except with one corner of it missing. So you race back upstairs, using Shims's wand of secrets, was able to find some secret stones in the wall that opened it up, beyond which there was a purple liquid that you all submerged yourself face first inside of and were granted the first hidden boon of the dungeon, Intellect Fortress. Realizing that these hidden boons were located around, you realize that the feast in the other level must be a hero's feast boon, like most likely. And I think it was Shay realized, or Inari realized, that she could just misty step into the room.
I had it too, and I didn't even think for a second.
Everybody here had the ability to teleport, but you're the only one that thought of it.
Yep.
So why would you feel stupid?
All the things I tried before that.
Yeah. You're the only one who thought of it. It's have the ability.
And Misty Step is a conjuration spell.
Oh, yeah.
So you teleported in the room, which opened the door. You all were able to enjoy a hero's feast, which will last throughout your experience here in the dungeon, and thus you found the second of the hidden boons. And so, with yellow doorknob in hand, you all left, went upstairs, delivered the bodies to Lieutenant Felix Eckhart, who is General Strifecutter's strong second, and he brought you all some snacks, and he loaded up the bodies and took them away. You all took a short rest, so you're able to spend any hit dice you need to spend to gain hit points.
Can we go through the Intellect Fortress and the Hero's Feast? That's intelligence, wisdom, and charisma advantage, right?
Yes. The Intellect Fortress gives you resistance to psychic damage. And advantage on the mental saves. And then the Heroes Feast gave you... You all have 10 more max hit points than you normally would. And you're also immune to fright and poison.
Can you tell... Sorry, say the Indolence Fortress again?
Yeah, it gives you resistance to psychic damage. And advantage on wisdom, intelligence, and charisma saves. I should have printed boon cards out to put on the table. That
yeah, way. I was going to say, let's just Google it.
Intelligence, wisdom, and what?
Charisma.
Phone, work.
And it's just on saves?
Saves.
Okay.
Oh, I remembered. Corn dip.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That wasn't spicy.
But that had dairy.
That wasn't that spicy, though. It wasn't spicy.
No, it was not.
In my brain, they were on par.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Heroes Feast?
They were not on par.
Not even a little bit.
I guess it's either like things I like eating and things I don't like eating.
Alright, so it is the 7th of death. It's week's end.
You is it all, the same day?
Same day.
Okay.
You all are in your hut and then just taking an hour's rest from the dungeon. Okay. What would you like to do next?
I would like to fix my notes.
Back to the pit?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I jumped down. No, I'm just kidding. The only one of us who can't fly. You fall 30 feet and try to misty step back up.
Yeah, go to the next
mm-hmm. Third level.
Okay. So,
very nice.
Alright, so, Petra, you stick the doorknob in
mm-hmm.
and turn the handle, and the door opens up.
Mm-hmm.
You see in front of you a hallway going down 15 feet. It takes a right turn, and then another right. And as the four of you get in, the door shuts behind you. And you find yourself...
Ooh, smart. Nice.
All right, a long hallway. So,
where do we enter from?
Down over here.
Over there? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want our
minutes? Yeah.
Minutes?
Oh, sorry.
I just wanted to glance your knee with my knee.
Also, everyone still has the 13 temp hit points, BT dubs.
Thank you!
Okay.
I don't know our order, but I think I know who's going first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as you come around the corner, you see this long hallway. There's a mural on the right and two doors on the left.
Oh, we're in the... Okay, we're in the third room now.
Yeah.
There's a mirror on the right? Or
a mural.
Mural, okay.
What does the mural say?
Alright, so you'll kind of walk down to the center of the hallway. And in the mural, you see the same mage that you've seen in all the other ones so far. She's standing in profile in front of the ziggurat that you saw in the last one, with the sun still shining overhead. It's very similar to the last one. She still has her hand outstretched. But this time, the apple that is in her hand seems to be suspended mid-transformation as it's being turned into an orange. And Tony, I will say for expediency's sake that for the last 10 minutes of your rest, you've been ritual casting Comprehend Languages.
Hmm.
And so you were able to read what's on the bottom of the mural.
You must never forget, reality is mutable and bends to your will.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. So what's
like
on these?
The lessons are basically just what related to whatever relevant school of magic there is, because the abjuration one was about protecting yourself and your friends. I don't remember the conjuration one.
What?
Conjured.
Nothing can be created, but everything can be destroyed.
Is Intellect Fortress an abjuration spell?
Yes.
And Hero's Feast is a conjuration.
Sure is.
Interesting.
Conjuring up those goodies.
Okay. So never.
Are these doors or vases?
Those are doors.
Okay.
Can I see the paper again?
Which one?
The last, the one we just got. Thank you.
Should we just check the first door out?
Yeah.
You'll do the. So if you are facing this way, do you want to do the door on the left or the door on the right?
Let's not do that orientation because I don't know left and right. Just do the first one.
Caitlin's orientation on your right.
This is this first one right up here. I guess right. Yeah, sure. Okay. I still don't know what rights and lefts are.
From the last two floors, do we have an idea of what this outline, this shape could look like without seeing the other stuff yet?
Roll me an arcana check.
Haha! And does it continue down corner or is that a wall?
That is a wall.
Ooh.
For the purpose of these dungeon maps, all the doorways will have kind of like
little wiggly things.
Yeah.
They look like vases from this side.
I see it.
Yeah.
21.
Nice. 31. you both know this looks like the symbol for transmutation, which...
Transmutation.
Which fits with the message.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you open this door, and you all are kind of over here looking at this door. And as you open the door, you are overwhelmed with a smell of just this acrid smell. Mm. And as you go in, you see there's a 5-foot ledge and then a 15-foot by 15-foot greenish pool of water that is just, you hear just the slightest sizzling sound.
Ew.
It just burns your nostril hairs as you smell it.
Ooh. I'm immune to poison.
This is acid, not
okay,
poison.
I was gonna say, if I were to touch poison, would I know it's poison or just not know that it was bad?
I'd say you'd know.
Yeah, okay.
Because otherwise that'd be weird.
It's a pool of acid.
Mm-hmm.
And what does the thingy say?
Oh, you must never forget reality is mutable and bends to your will.
Let me go ahead and just take that so I can write it down.
That's why I printed them off, because last session you guys kept asking me to go word by word.
Word by word by word by word.
It was very much giving me flashbacks to school, when you're just like, teacher, please say that again. Yeah. Don't erase the whiteboard, I'm not done.
Mm-hmm.
Can we see anything in the acid?
Roll me a perception check.
Okay.
That plant monster's coming back.
Good roll.
26.
As you look down, you're not sure how deep this is, but you gauge very pretty deep, and you see vaguely at the bottom what you think might be a door on the opposite side of the bottom.
Ooh. I'm assuming we have to, like, neutralize the acid somehow.
Should we
move
it?
Yeah. Should we check the other room out and see?
I think we just have to walk through it, and maybe it won't be that bad, but we
should
check.
We have to submerge ourselves.
And jump into the
acid.
But I don't
not
think
be
we should.
Your face in
I don't think we should do that first, and if anyone does it, it should be me.
What kind of a check would it be to figure out what chemical that is, or what acid that is? Because we didn't do that yet, right?
Can I use alchemist
tools? Yeah, you can use your alchemist tools check.
Okay. Just waft the smell over.
Cody, you could use a for survival. A survival medicine or investigate.
And we add our con every time we do a hit die, right?
Yep.
Okay.
For, I rolled a 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's still going to be like 15 per or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to use my Flash of Genius, but plus 8 for proficiency with tools, plus 5 for Flash of Genius, so that'd be 15.
Nice.
Yeah, this
can
is
I unuse my Flash of Genius?
Plus 4.
Yeah, you can unuse your
Flash of Genius. Okay, thank you. I didn't notice Tony was also using
this. This is just pure acid.
Okay.
Like pH 1 on the acid scale.
Wow.
Okay.
You definitely don't want to be dipping your face first into this.
So,
I mean, it wouldn't kill me though, right? It would just do acid damage.
I mean, if you spend enough time in there, sure.
Sure, if you spend enough time. But
should we just look at the other room?
Yeah. We should.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Okay,
let's see
if there's something else.
All right. So, you all down this hallway.
Ah!
Tony gets drunk
Tony!
And slides around.
Did you drink a lot of drinks in that feast?
I mean, you didn't? I thought that's what we were doing.
Okay. So, as you see there's a long, empty 15-foot by 20-foot room. It's pitch black in these rooms, these two rooms. And you see with your dark vision, there is a plinth, which looks to have something glowing on it, and then a table behind it. Plinth.
What's a
table.
Plinth?
And something glowing on the
plinth
table?
Plinth is just like something that pillar sits up, like a little half pillar.
Okay, cool.
And you said there was something on it, or on the table?
There seems to be, there is a slight glow coming from the top of the plinth.
Okay.
But not the table?
But not the table.
Okay.
Is there anything...
That room is empty.
Okay.
Can I put my true sight up?
Yep.
Bazinga.
Where are you getting these symbols from? D&D Beyond?
Yep.
I saw there was a thing. Sorry. Never mind.
So you put your true sight up?
Yep. Do I see anything in that room? I'm like mainly concerned about like magic.
You do not see anything in this room at this moment.
Do you want to look at the. This thing to see if it's...
Right, who all's going in there?
Oh, I'm going in. I'm already halfway down that hall if nobody stops me. I'm going right up to that that pillar.
Not stopping yet.
The rest of you following?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. You guys don't need much prodding to do things.
Huh?
So, when you get there, you see this on the these words, letters glowing on the plinth.
Be blank here blank all must something, I'm assuming.
So, where's that written? On
around the plinth?
Yeah, it's like in a circle on the top.
On the top?
Here.
Be here all must. But it's got weird spaces.
Yeah.
So in this pitch black room is a circular plinth upon which you can see the glowing words on the edge, which write, all must be here.
All must be here.
Or be here all must, depending how you look at it.
You handed it to me like this, and I read right to left.
Sorry.
Left to right. We read left to right, right?
Left to right.
So all must be here.
Yeah. Behind the plinth is a small table with two small piles of coarse gray paper. And Ari, as you arrive in the room, a green barrier of energy shoots up behind you.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I do not have a green marker, but it is right here.
Mm-hmm.
A green barrier of energy shoots up behind you. It sheds dim light within 5 feet and appears between this room and the room you just came from.
Really quickly, what's the orientation? Like, how is it... placed on this plinth as we are oriented.
Give me one second. Beyond the green barrier, you can see a spectral green plinth appear in the room behind you, upon which sits a tangible black doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
On the plinth in the room with you, additional words appear.
Almost drink a cup of green beverage here.
In addition to those words, 8 cups filled with gray liquid appear in the center.
So what's the orientation on this? Or is this gone now?
That's gone now.
Okay.
Those words filled in around, they all must be here.
Okay. And the cups have a gray liquid in them?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just...
Do I know what that liquid is?
Mm. And
can I also roll
like
for
that? And I will remind you guys that with dark vision you only see in shades of gray.
Okay.
Is it completely dark in here?
Yeah. That's what I said. It's pitch black.
Oh, okay. Well, I take out a torch and light it.
Okay. As you light the torch, you can now see that the liquid in the cups are colored.
Uh-huh.
Two are green, two are blue. Two are yellow, and two are red.
Oh.
The paper on the table is also colored, light red and light blue.
I think we got to mix some colors. What is this voice?
Well, there was some green, right?
There's two greens?
Two greens.
Yep. Can you say that? Two green?
Two greens, two blue, two yellow, and two red.
So we have two greens, and then we could mix the two blues with the two yellow to make four greens.
And what'd you say the color
Doesn't
of the
purple
paper? Or the
On the table are two stacks of kind of coarse paper. One's light blue, one's light red.
Acidity in... No, that's not. Is that litmus paper?
Yeah, I mean,
blue and red?
Red is usually the acid and blue is usually the base.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's the case in this.
That's the only thing I think of. What triggered everything? Was it just Inari taking the last step in?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was able to read something before Inari stepped in, and that's why I was able to see that. Okay.
And then the green thing is preventing us from leaving?
It's the screen barrier.
Okay. So, all must drink a cup of green beverage here. So, let's all get a cup of green beverage. So, we've got two.
Mm-hmm. Well, really quickly, before we do anything else, can I just stick my finger in each one and see if any of them give me damage?
None of them give you damage.
Okay, so no damage from those, so probably no damage from mixing them. Was there fizziness or any sort of syrupiness?
They're all the same. They're all the same consistency.
Okay. Okay. So, do we just want to dump a cup of red because we know we're the two cups of red because we know we're not going to need that at all?
We don't know that we don't need it. Let's keep it, but not use it. We can put it off to the side.
But we don't have any additional cups. Right? There's no spare cups?
Don't we have cups with us? Like as part of our...
Yeah, two of you have cups with you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we can mix in the cup that we've got.
Oh, because you two have those things.
Tankers the tankers of sobriety.
Yeah. No, you ponder this. The food is here, so I'm going to pause.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're back.
Yay!
So y'all are standing around the plinth. There's eight cups, two red, two green, two yellow, two blue. Behind you is a table with some coarse paper scraps on it. There's a pile of light blue, a pile of light red.
Well, just in case, I'm going to take one of the green ones and just take a sippy sip and see what it tastes like.
Tastes like water.
Okay, so they're probably all just water then.
I don't know if that's the right assumption to make, is it?
Can I see the
Well, let's see what happens. I'll take the red one and take a sip and see if anything bad happens.
We all die.
Nothing bad happens, but it doesn't taste like water.
Uh-oh.
Tastes like blood.
Is it a health potion?
It'd be nice.
It just has a slightly salty, alkaline taste.
Okay, so it is like a pH thing. So the red one is slightly alkaline. What's the yellow one?
You sip it.
Yeah.
Tastes like water.
Okay, yellow is water. And what's the blue one?
Tastes like water.
Something with the red.
Why is the red one weird? I take a sip of the other red one.
Tastes salty.
The red, alkaline, acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we dump it in there to neutralize the acid?
But we have to be able to get out of here.
Don't dump the red.
Yeah.
Is because I think that it might help to neutralize the acid.
Sorry, it's only two cups, though, so...
Can I see what the paper says?
Volume-wise, do you think we're going to have to come up with more to neutralize that whole thing?
All the information's on the desk.
We have the
all
cups.
All the information.
So, we have two people that have empty cups that they have with them. So, we've got the two green cups that are ready. So, that's half of what we need. Then we take half of one of the blue. Mm-hmm. And we put boom, boom. And then half of the yellow, boom, boom. And then we've got four cups of green. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we drink.
Okay. Is that what you all do?
Yeah.
That's what I would like to do. Yes?
Right. I think it's the only... Wait. Before we do it, what about this paper? I'll take a edge of the paper and put it in the green and see what it says.
Which color?
Blue.
It stays blue.
Okay.
Ooh, are those?
I think they're like litmus papers. Put it in the red.
Maybe for people who come.
Blue paper in the red.
It stays blue.
Okay. Red paper in the green.
It stays red.
And red paper in the red?
It turns blue.
Turns blue. So it is going to neutralize. It's exactly what you think. hope we can get enough of it. So let's drink and cross our fingers.
Yeah.
I'd say the four of you drink your green things.
Mm-hmm.
And after the moment that you finish your cup, the green barrier just seems to fade away for you.
Nice. Okay.
And then I think what we can also... did we take the... Oh, what was it? The red paper in the red fluid turned blue, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Do you want to roll an alchemy check? Alchemist
yes.
Check?
Alchemy.
So for you, it's just intelligence, and then for...
Ooh, that's a 19 plus 8.
Yes, you know with that roll, Shims, that is how there is pretty standard litmus paper.
Okay.
Red litmus paper will turn blue in the presence of a... alkaline substance, it will stay red for all other substances.
So what's the blue paper? Nothing?
It'll turn red in anything acidic.
Okay.
So we should take some of the blue ones to test the water.
Right.
So you're able to move...
We should take both.
Right, because we're also going to need to make sure that
it's
not too basic.
Close enough. Yeah.
All right, so you guys take the litmus paper with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the two reds.
Yep. All right, so you've got those with you. You walk through. You see on this plinth, now that the green color filter is no longer over it, you see a doorknob that is... Apologies. I forgot to...
Where's the doorknob?
Blue color. It's on the... Oh, there's a plinth that appeared in this room.
Oh, after we went through. I understand. Okay.
Yep. And, so, yeah, you see a blue doorknob on that.
I wonder if it goes to the door at the bottom of the green pool.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
You want some?
Oh, no, thank you.
All right, so you all head back to the acid room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you all four...
Taking the doorknob with us.
Yeah, you guys have your blue doorknob.
Nah, let's leave it.
Just leave it mine.
Okay. And so what are you doing here?
So how big are these cups?
They're like, let's say 8 ounces.
That's so little. And this is 20 square feet of water? How deep is the water?
It's very deep.
We're also in an imaginary world, so I mean, I'm not necessarily suggesting that we throw our only two cups in there, but, like, maybe we can throw a little bit in there and then see how much...
For sure, a little bit. I'm just worried of running out.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, like, half a cup. We've got two cups.
Mm-hmm.
Half a cup we throw in there, and then we see if that changes the mm-hmm. pH. So we have to test it first
mm-hmm.
With the
red. No.
With the blue.
The blue strip
blue.
Test.
Blue.
Yeah.
So I'll put the blue in there. Turns red.
It turns red.
Okay.
Yeah. And then put half of the red.
Mm-hmm.
So as you pour the half of the red cup in there, there's a violent reaction from within the acid. Acid plus a base, that's your typical volcano.
Yeah.
Or your,
oh.
baking soda and vinegar. Yeah.
Yeah. And... So there's just like a massive roiling, and after it settles after a minute, and the water looks clear.
Clear,
cool. Let's test.
That's
it.
All it took.
Neither of the strips react to the paper.
Ta-da. Right, well, I'll put my hand in then.
It's water.
Okay. And
maybe that was just a very concentrated base.
That's crazy. All right.
Or it's magic.
Magic. All right.
That's
cool.
Kind of where I landed. I was like. Magic. I mean, we could go, like, full-on science here, but I doubt that that's where we're going.
Fair enough. So, I'll walk in first, down to the door.
All right, so you put up your, I'm just going to say you put up your mana cloak hoods.
Yep.
You all jump in the water. It is about 100 feet down.
Oh, my.
Good thing we have the cloak of mana ray.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And you see a door at the bottom mm-hmm. with a handle on it.
Oh, there's already a handle on mm-hmm. it. Okay.
Cool. I open the door.
Right. You open the door, and as you open the door, you feel the pressure of water sucking by you as it goes through the door and down a drain.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the sound.
I'm entertaining myself today.
Entertaining all of us today.
Right.
I have the weirdest thoughts lately, but one of them was like, I wonder if that's what it sounds like on the inside of my body when I fart.
Right. So,
mm-hmm.
you all find your way
Sorry.
You're both just tickled pink about that. All I can think is, I know what it sounds like on the inside of my body, because it's very loud on the outside.
Alright, so you walk into this room. Now that the water has drained around you. Oh, I thought I'd written one out, but I didn't. And so, yeah, there's a... in this room, you see along each wall, there's a... what's that? Is it a relief? Or if it's carved into the wall, but it's sticking out. Is that a...
That's a relief.
Yeah. A base relief of a bear, a bull, and a cat on one wall, and an eagle, a fox, and an owl on the other. And there's a writing on the wall that Tony can read that says, choose your champion and show deference.
What does deference mean?
Like fealty.
Submission. Yeah. Is this like choose your best?
Yeah, choose your warrior is what I...
Bear, ram, and cat?
But yeah, bear, bull, cat.
Do we each
eagle,
have to choose
fox,
a fursona?
Yeah, like, who are we?
Can you say this statement again? Sorry.
Choose your champion and show deference.
Choose your champion.
Oh, is it like not choose the champion of the four of us, but rather choose a champion symbol,
yeah,
cat, animal,
I think
thing?
I might be wrong, but I feel like our boon is we get to choose which boon we get, kind of.
Oh, yeah, bear's endurance, bull's cat, fox's cunning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Owl is intelligence.
Enhanceability. Is it enhanceability?
It is.
All the information's on the text.
It is enhanceability, yeah.
Oh.
You're so right.
So what do you guys want?
Can we each choose one?
Yeah, that's the question.
Choose your champion and show deference.
Okay.
Well,
so it's bear strength, bull's endurance,
cat's
grace.
I actually have the spell. It's bear's endurance, so constitution. Bull's strength. Cat's grace for dexterity. Eagle's splendor for charisma. Fox's cunning for intelligence. And owl's wisdom for wisdom.
Just gives you advantage on the roll.
Yes.
And we already
advantage
have advantage.
Can't stack,
no.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So though it does not count saving throws.
Oh, this is only checks.
The spell enhances ability. If
yeah,
it's in any way related. only does ability checks.
Ability checks. I think I'm still going to go with...
And you know, think of it as a player, but also think about it as a character.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, do I go with what I'm good at?
I'm going to go with what I'm bad at, and I'm going to go to... Is it eagle that's intelligence?
It's an owl.
Owl.
No.
Owl's wisdom.
Owl's wisdom.
Fox is cunning is intelligence.
Fox
is
cunning.
Yeah. I saw the eagle, and I saw the owl, and I thought that the eagle was a bad picture of an owl. And I was going to say something, but then I now see the owl.
So, I'm sorry, you said fox cunning?
Yes. Fox is the intelligence and enhanced ability.
So I guess I'll just go to the fox and bow in front of it, maybe?
As you finish your bow, you feel a tingling sensation, and you feel like you would have advantage in all intelligence checks.
Yeah, cool.
I'm going to do bear.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you have advantage in all constitution checks.
I'm
going to
do owl for wisdom.
Same for you.
Yay. I feel like that comes up often, and I suck at it. So,
do we have an idea of how long this will last?
You know that the rest of the boons last until the end of the dungeon.
Okay.
But only inside the dungeon.
So I can't, like, go beat people up outside of the dungeon. Show them my
hand. Alright, everybody else has kind of picked their weak points. Are you going to pick a strength or a weakness?
No,
or
I'll pick a weak,
between?
Weak one. I just can't. I'm trying to decide between intelligence and constitution. I'll do constitution. I feel like we've got a lot of smarties.
Okay, so you and, oh yeah, describe to me how you show deference. She bow. What do you three do?
I'm going to take my hat off.
Mm-hmm. As you put your hat back on, you feel a tingling sensation.
Ooh.
I'm gonna use my magical tinkering to make a little candle, like a little offering.
Okay. As you set the candle down in front of it, you feel, you feel your mind sharpen.
Mm. I'm gonna give a smile and a wink, and then also minor illusion, a bear looking cool. All
right, you feel yourself a little more fortified. That's how you feel right before that after you came and said, right
after. And it's on checks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, checks. Congratulations, you all have found the third hidden boon.
Yay!
Noise.
I was like, also, you would have taken so much fucking damage if you tried. if you didn't stop, you would have died before you got to the door.
Yeah, I mean, I would have stopped as soon as it started doing massive damage to me, obviously. I wasn't just going to belly first, but... Yeah.
Please first. Well, we got to level 10 by not being complete idiots, okay?
Multiple,
we only take
multiple
calculated
per,
risks.
Per,
ooh.
Yeah, per square you moved in there, so...
How much was it?
It's going to be multiple d12s per square she moved in there.
Oh,
all right, so you all make it... so you all... Feel
did you choose con?
Yes.
Okay. And then you head back into the former pool room. You see just sort of into the wall that leads up to the ledge. You see there's just little steps into the, built into the wall so you can climb back out without issue.
Nice.
What did you pick?
Bear. So con.
Strength?
Yeah.
Or con. Okay.
I wish I had a video recording of that so I could turn it into a sticker. It's a new iOS feature.
Oh yeah.
I figure we're just gonna go put, and then chest bump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems right.
Bear Bros would be a really great
porno
party.
Like that once.
No.
I've watched that one before.
I assumed as much.
I was going to kill something wholesome.
Oh, not here.
I was going to say it would be an adventuring party made of himbo jocks.
Also a good
bear.
There's
like two versions of the.
This is two sides of the same coin, bitch. Any himbo could be a gay himbo, and
that's
probably
true.
Is better for.
I realized as I was saying, I was like, they totally would fuck.
The bimbofication of the India, I love it. all right, so is there anything else you want to do in this level?
I don't think so.
So we've still got the blue doorknob.
Mm-hmm. One level down.
And this is a complete symbol.
Yeah, this looks like the transmutation symbol.
And that's the mural. And there's, I mean, the mural just had, like, our writing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And was this whole area dark?
Yep.
Okay. Do we think there's anything hidden in there?
Yeah, I mean, you had your magic hat.
You had your true sight up while
we were in there, so we would have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I had a torch up as we were walking out.
Okay. I wasn't sure because there was so much color in it. Like, if maybe there was something, like, it wouldn't have necessarily shown up in my true sight, or, like, it wouldn't have shown up because it was dark. I think we found everything. I just had this feeling come over me.
This feeling of certainty.
Almost like a voice from above.
Not completion. A voice of God.
You want to keep this?
You know, no. I'll
keep it.
You know how, like, when you're doing an escape room, they, like, you know, there's a live stream and they can.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes give you advice.
There's a live
it's
stream?
Literally...
Oh, no!
That's basically how I imagine this. The cosmic entity that created this is like, guys, just move on. It's getting boring.
Ooh, this is a big one. Dang.
Ooh.
All right, so you guys, anything you want to do outside of the room? You know, you're in the shaft.
I'll just really quick message Stripecutter and be like, still good, going into the fourth door. We're on the fourth floor, right?
Yep. Appreciate the update.
I like that we turned into, like,
we started, like, we were like, oh, this bitch is scary. Now we're like,
yay!
First bitch basis.
I feel like she's always gonna be scary, but yeah, we're all right now. We're heroes.
Alright. So, it's too big to even try bother revealing piece by piece.
Yeah, this is huge. This is huge.
Alright, so, do you guys want to go left or right first?
Let's look at the mural.
Yeah, the mural first.
Yeah. Alright, so you all walk in, you see this long hallway, you see that it seems to be circular. And as you get into this room, you see the mage once again, in a very similar pose to the last couple of rooms. She's standing in profile in front of the ziggurat with the sun shining overhead. In her outstretched hand is what appears to be an orange, but if you look closely, you can see with your passive perceptions, the silhouette of an apple is faintly visible inside of it.
Mm.
And there is text at the bottom that Tony can make out.
A person's perception of reality is more real to them than the truth of reality. A mage seeks truth for themselves while altering the perception of others.
Sorry, I bonked the mic so bad just now.
So there's an apple inside of the orange?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, you see the mural. Otherwise, this hallway is empty. As you all just do a quick loop around it, you notice that down this hallway, there are 7 straight corridors of varying lengths. And down the center one, the longest one, at the end of that hallway, you can see a plinth with a small bottle standing on top of it.
Okay.
So does this is shaped like the hole that we're in? Like, so this is just like the center of the tower
stone,
hole,
or
is this?
No, this is it. So you all came in this door over
okay,
here.
Okay, so this is a separate thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that may or may not be a hole, or
is it stone?
Yeah, this is stone.
Okay,
what symbol is it?
Yeah,
you would recognize it as the illusion symbol.
Oh,
can I see the paper? Oh,
get in line.
And what's on the plinth? A liquid? A vial?
There's a bottle on the bottle. End of, at the end of the hall.
And there's nothing else that we can see?
Nope, there's 6 other hallways that branch off from that hallway of varying lengths. They appear to be empty. And there's the mural. And aside from that, there is not really much in the way of distinguishing features inside of this.
You know the best way to see through an illusion. Bazinga.
All right, this is your final activation of your habits today.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to do a lap with your hat. You notice that the mural is illusionary, and there's a room behind it.
Oh!
Oh, shit. Should we go through?
And on the other side, you see a room that I'm going to add here in just a second. And in that room, you see a small table that has a doorknob on it.
Nice.
Now my hat is just a sexy accompaniment to a sexy tabaxi.
Very true.
Take it all in, everyone.
Was that bazinga from looking at everything?
Yep, that's... She looked around. Thank you. Okay. Fucked it up twice.
I was putting on, those fake stained glass window cover things, but I'd used it on another window, so I kept having to cut it up, and it's just like... I put tape on it.
All right, so you point that out, Tony. So what do the 4 of you do?
I mean, if Tony leads us in, we'll go in.
All right, so the 4 of you go through the painting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Did everybody roll me a d20, please?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Maybe there was a puzzle we should have solved before going through this mural. Oh, natural 20. How about that?
Fuck, that was a three.
20, 17.
Seven.
Seven. Three. I am going to ask everybody but Petra to go into the back room, please.
Oh, no! What? What? Okay, well, how about that?
Bye!
Bye!
It was nice knowing you, Petra.
Bring your water bottles. It might.
It's gonna take a couple hours.
Did they say bring your water bottles?
I mean, I'm just saying you might be in there a little bit if you want to bring
Oh, like that's for real.
Oh my god!
I thought you were kidding.
This is gonna be plot. Oh yeah, you should definitely take your phone.
Are we going in here? Yeah, in the back bedroom.
Gird your loins, y'all are next. You know that's the way this goes. They're freaked out, but I'm not, because I've been here before.
I put Lord of the Rings on back there. Okay, so.
God damn it.
Anyway.
All right, so. You feel the tentacles on the side of your head get pried off as you are tied to the chair.
Tentacles?
And you see Talia. That's her name, right? Talia?
Talia,
thank you. I knew I pronounced that wrong. Standing across from you with one fang standing next to her.
I've never had tentacles.
No. One fang is holding this creature that has four tentacles on the side of it.
Oh.
And looks to be like something you've never seen before. And Talia says, goody goody.
What?
You made friends with all the city guard captains? Is that what I've trained you to do?
You haven't trained me to do anything, bitch. What are you talking about?
One thing, can you believe this shit?
One thing's dead. Your other lapdog killed
One
him.
One thing punches you in the stomach.
God damn.
And you take 6 points of damage, though it feels like it should have been more.
6 points of damage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like that was halved from 12.
Hmm. I kind of laugh at him. The last time you met me, you almost had a chance to kill me, but you won't ever again.
He says, I must know, was the Tabaxi in your dream inspired by me? We looked an awful lot alike.
What?
The one you called Tony.
Yeah, the one who beat your ass when I was tied to a chair.
You do have an active imagination. And he's going to punch you again.
Can I try and get out of whatever...
Roll me a strength check. But you take 4 points of damage.
Okay. Strength check.
Mm-hmm.
That just means add my... So that's a 16. Probably not enough.
You struggle, and you're unable to even punch these ropes.
Hmm.
So why'd you do it, Talia says?
Do what?
Why'd you kill him?
Oh, you're still on this? This... Do I need to roll an intelligence check to know that this is complete bullshit? Because I, as a player, know exactly that this is an illusion.
Do you say that? Do you...
I'm asking you, Chris.
I'm asking, no, do you say this is complete bullshit?
Yeah.
You're back in the room. Send in Tony, please.
Keep my mouth shut.
Say nothing.
You said Tony, right?
Yep.
Tony, you're at.
Hello.
We're having a dance party.
Nice outfit.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
All right. You enter the room,
mm-hmm.
and you see Vikala standing there.
Okay.
You managed to find this room, brother.
I'm skeptical. Is there, like, any sort of perception?
Roll me a intelligence save.
I get... One of the things I... Was it... Yep, intelligence. I get advantage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus... Is that a saving throw?
Yeah.
Okay. 20.
With your hat of true sight, you recognize that this is an illusion. Do you say anything about it?
No. Yeah, good to see you, brother.
He says that, unfortunately, you were never meant to find this room. And he summons a shadow blade. And he's going to stab you.
Oh, no!
You take 6 points of real damage.
Okay.
So you feel like it's less damage than it should have been.
Yeah.
He says, this was my plan all along, to lure you down here.
I'm gonna do something back. But because it's an illusion, can I even hurt it?
Do you say anything to him?
No, I'm just thinking that through my head. Oh, was that a magical thing?
No.
Oh. Can I cast Sickening Radiance?
On the illusion?
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously something's going on here. And it, let's see, when a creature... Oh, I guess it's not a creature, though. Never mind. Can I get out?
No.
Huh. Can I... Screw the mural. Did you just kill all of us? Is that what you're doing? You're just, like, bringing us in here one by one to tell us how we die.
No.
Oh. I feel like Caitlin would have been a lot more upset if that had been the case.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Alright, as you stand there unsure of what to do, he's going to make another attack with his sword.
Shit!
That's 5 points of damage, but you feel like it should have been more.
Okay. I guess I'll attack him, or I'll cast a spell to attack him. Let's try...
So describe to me real quick just what you're, like, what Tony's doing in this situation, like...
Well, he's trying to figure out what he can do if this is an illusion, but obviously it's not illusion because it's actually hurting him. So I'm gonna...
And so you're just sort of standing there?
Yeah, so I'm gonna reach out and I'm just gonna, like...
Roll me an arcana check.
Okay.
Some illusions can hurt you.
Do I know if I can hurt the illusion back, or how to defeat illusions that can hurt you?
Typically, you have to disbelieve them.
Disbelieve them. So, like, not believe in it.
Yeah, but you already know that it's an illusion, so it must be something more than that, you know.
It's already an illusion. Something Well, I'm gonna just reach out and claw him.
Okay.
With my cat's claws.
Roll me an attack.
Okay. would that be?
Just plus your dexterity.
Okay.
Or your strength, whichever is higher.
Okay. It's definitely not my dexterity. I guess it's just a 10.
Yeah, you swipe through air.
Oh, plus 3. 13.
Yeah, you swipe through air where he should be, but you connect with nothing.
Okay. Can I cast Prestidigitation?
To do what?
I just want to make him stupid, like, kind of like how in Harry Potter, the Ridiculo spell goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, can I just, like, dress him up like a clown?
Sure. You put clown makeup on him and a clown ears.
I'm like,
what's so funny?
You're a fucking clown. Look at you, bro.
I am not.
You are! Look at you!
With what?
I don't know. Like, don't you have some fucking mirror or something around here? I don't think I have anything that's reflective. Is there anything reflective near me?
No.
Just take my word for it, bro. You look ridiculous. No one's ever gonna take you serious again.
It's another 4 points of damage.
Bro!
What?
Stop it! Why are you doing this?
He says, because you're not supposed to be here.
But I can't leave.
Well, then you will die here.
Is there an option B?
No.
Oh. Can I lay down on the ground and pretend to be dead?
Sure.
I lay down on the ground and pretend to be dead.
He says, why are you doing this?
Because I'm dead. So this can be over sooner.
Okay. That's 5 points of psychic
damage. Damn it! I was already dead, bro! Why are you still attacking a dead person?
Because you're not dead.
I am too! I told you so!
Dead people don't talk.
So if I stop talking, he'll stop attacking me?
roll me an intelligence check for a clue.
Thank you. Sorry. I'm not very smart.
You are very smart.
I just don't... Ooh, is that a 20? Yeah. So, 20.
You don't believe that he exists, but he still believes he exists.
Mm. Okay. Hey, did you ever think that you don't actually exist?
And as you say that, the room comes back the way it should be, and would you send in an Ari, please? And please do not tell anybody.
I will. Anything.
Into the room, and everyone else you're with is gone, and you see there's just a sofa, and reclining on it you see Louis.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's got somebody's head in his lap. It looks like he might be enjoying somebody's company.
Oh, okay. Not just a severed head.
No. And he kind of is sitting there with his hands behind his head, and he looks up at you and he says, oh, hello, Anari. Are you finished, Aiden?
Sorry, that was loud.
And your fiancé sits up and wipes his mouth. Lady says, it's been nice working alongside him the last few months. And you take 5 points of damage. Though you feel like it is less than it should have been.
Oh. Ah.
5 points.
Okay. What do you do?
Let me look at my spells really quickly. I'm going to... cast suggestion on Louis.
Yeah.
I suggest you get up and leave right now.
He says, and I suggest you throw yourself to your feet, or to my feet, and beg my forgiveness for your betrayal. And he flicks his wrist, and you feel yourself yanked to the ground. You take another 5 points of damage. So disobedient, so disappointing.
I'm gonna psychic blades right as dick.
Okay. Make me an attack.
Natural 20?
You throw, you know your aim is true, it goes right into his crotch. And he just laughs. He says, do you think the powers that I have given you could be used against me? he says, Aiden, how about you take this one? And your fiancé summons a psychic dagger and throws it at you. Dealing you 6 points of damage.
Okay.
Though the way it hit, it should have been more.
I'm going to sit on the ground and close my eyes and practice controlled breaths.
Alright.
And try to not hear anything.
Okay, do you say anything while you do this? Any mantras or...
Just probably, it's not real.
The moment you say it's not real, everything vanishes. And if you'd send it in the chimps, please. And obviously you can tell about it, you can talk about other people because everyone else in there has been through it.
I'm gonna finish my notes on what just happened.
Gross!
So little trust. No, I mean earn in this instance, but
you're missing the dance party happening in there.
That is the curse and price of being a dungeon master. So, as you walk into the room, your companions disappear, and you smell something that is very familiar to you. It is the smell of an explosion.
Fuck you. I know. Okay.
And you...
I know exactly which one it is.
Yeah. And as you walk in, you see standing at an alchemist's desk a familiar silhouette of a person you have not seen in some time. Not since, well, the explosion. And so,
I feel bad. I forgot her name.
Layla.
Thank you.
And turns to look at you, and her face is half melted, and one of her eyes is hanging out. And as you see that, you take 4 points of damage. Though it feels like that should have been more, if you like that damage was halved. And she says, "Long time no see. Where you been?"
"I left. I went to the University of Altair and quickly and had to make a quick escape. And I am as far away from everything as I can possibly get."
"Is it an escape or is it a getaway when you run away with your stolen loot?" That's another 7 points of damage. And she starts to walk towards you.
"What's the vibe as she is walking
towards you?" "Menacing."
I stand my ground.
Mm-hmm.
Though I very much don't want to.
Alright, she walks towards you until she's just a few inches away from your face. And she leans into your ear and she just says, "Why'd you do it?"
"I didn't think what would happen would happen."
She says, "You were the smartest person I have ever met. You knew exactly what was going to happen." You take another 9 points of psychic damage.
He's deserved.
This is real damage. You should be marking it off your real damage total.
Not out of my temp?
Oh, yes, if you shouldn't have had that many temps. You've taken a lot of damage.
What? I we'll figure that out. Okay, so that was... Hold on, I'll just write down. It was 9 at first.
I think you've taken 9, 7, and 6.
Nine,
so that's 22.
7, 6, okay. Here, I'll just mark that. And I'll figure out what to do with that in a sec. Okay.
Well, you had, 13 temp hit points?
Yeah.
And then
the 10 bonus.
So you're one above what your max normally is, so...
Okay.
So your max is normally 86.
My max is normally 77.
All right, so you're at 78.
78, okay.
All right, so what do you say in response to that? Or what do you do?
So she said, sorry, could you repeat that last line?
She says that you were the smartest person she knew and that you knew exactly what would happen.
I wanted you to know that I was as smart as you, and it went so badly, and the only thing that I learned from it is that I am not as smart as I think that I am.
Let's do an experiment. And she grabs your hand and drags you over to the alchemist table.
And I let her.
Okay. So she's going to say... So this is what I was trying to prove. Let's just pour that reagent into that catalyst there. Go ahead. I'll watch. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen, right? What's Shims feeling at this point?
Shims is feeling... both guilty and yet angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think she knows that she not entirely, but to a certain limited extent, stands by
mm-hmm.
what she did.
Okay. Do you pour the reagent into the catalyst?
I am going to look at Layla and I'm going to ask, is this what it would take for you to finally have some kind of rest?
She says, oh, how would she respond to that? That's a good question. She says, I will never know rest because my future was taken from me, and I'll be wandering the wastes forever looking for it.
My past was taken from me. My entire childhood was taken from me.
And you're going to take 10 points a second damage.
Fine. That's 68.
The champion you picked was the owl, correct?
Yes, wisdom.
Okay, so you hear in the distance just a slight whoop, and I want you to roll me a wisdom check with advantage.
Fucking hell, use my take my fucking points. Mm-hmm. Do I roll one or two?
You roll both.
Thank God. I'm not rolling you guys. I'm going to use these two. These two.
That's still ass. It was wisdom. Mm-hmm. Save?
Check.
Check. Not that that makes a difference. 11.
I'll let you add your provisions for this. 15?
Wait, sorry, say that again?
Mm-hmm. With your proficiency.
Proficiency? Okay, yeah, then that would be 15.
Do you want to flash your genius yourself?
Yes.
You have a realization that everything that she has said so far has come from your own guilt. And your own fears.
Oh, shit. That still doesn't ask the question of how do I get out of here?
Forces your hand, and the reagent falls into the catalyst. As you stand there, unable to, you're going to take a massive amount of damage.
Good lord, okay.
It would have been close to 40, but it's halved, so you take 19.
19, okay. Wait, fuck, I don't know how to do the math.
That would be 49.
49. Cool, awesome, so chill, man. Okay, cool. All
right, so what's Shim's thinking, feeling in this moment?
I think Shim's is wondering who Layla could have been. Because even though their relationship was very much strained, and for very good reasons, she's grown up to realize that the version of Layla that she knew did not need to be the final version of her that ever existed. And there's an alternate world out there where she had at least the chance to be a better person,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't exist anymore. And she knows that it's her fault, but she knows that she herself couldn't have become any of what she is without that.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no fairness to be had in the situation. And she doesn't like that she's grieving
mm-hmm.
someone that she never really loved.
Yeah.
But she still has to. Like, she still has to grieve that. Yeah.
Okay. Outwardly, what is Liam doing? Or what is Shams doing?
Yeah.
So she's just forced her hand and poured this, you know, there's this kind of explosion, you're racked with pain.
Mm-hmm.
She's still standing there. What is Shims doing? How is she reacting? Out externally.
I think.
Yeah, it's very dissident.
I think she looks at Layla and she asks, or she says, like, I know you don't feel any better about this.
She says, I don't feel anything at all.
What would you have me do?
Swap places with me. Let me have the life I was supposed to have.
And what was the life I was supposed to have?
The life I had. Take another 10 points of damage. Another wisdom check.
Okay. With advantage.
With advantage. You get advantage on all wisdom checks.
Okay, that one's a lot better. 17?
Plus 4, so.
21?
Yeah. You hear that owl whisper in your ear, just remember where you are.
I think I'll say to Layla that no amount of pain that you cause me right here and now is going to change the fact that you are not real.
And the moment you say you're not real, the room comes back. If you'd like to fetch everybody else. Very, very intense. I check in, are you doing okay?
I'm doing fine.
Okay.
I'm doing fine.
Right, yeah,
Shams is not doing fine. Shams needs a healing potion.
Yeah.
That recording's gonna be wild.
Oh yeah, especially with everybody laughing in the background.
I'll let you grab everyone.
Yep.
Room, if you
want to
pause the recording.
All right, so all four of you come out of what you were just in, and you, the four of you are standing there, and Shims is bleeding from her nose and has tears running down her cheeks and half collapses on the floor next to you all.
What the fuck?
I'll give Shims some healing.
Thank you.
Second level. Instead of using a spell, I have a bunch of potions. Here, just take a regular and a greater, because we're all basically just rocking superiors nowadays, right?
Yeah.
Rocking. Mm-hmm. So roll essentially 8d4 plus 8. Oh, if you take a regular and a greater, it equals a superior. Mm-hmm. So I'll just give you my two small ones. So you save your two big ones for a single action during battle.
Okay, wait, so...
8d8 plus 4.
8d8?
8d4
plus 8.
Yep, 8d4 plus 8. Gosh, it's hard.
I'm sweating.
8d4 plus 8, okay. Let's see, that's one.
That's ass.
That was very much ass.
Oh my god.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 7 plus... That one's a lot better. 7, 10, 16, 20.
So 20? 28.
Cool.
So what do you... And roleplay, what do you guys... I mean, what do y'all... How are y'all saying, doing...
I think I come back and I'm kind of like, ugh! Because I was trying to leap at somebody. What the fuck just happened? Shems, what is are you all right?
I exploded.
What?
I exploded. It was an explosion.
Like, poop explosion? Or what?
Did you fireball yourself?
It was more like, someone, and then I, and then...
So
I sort of I did, I guess. That was in my head. So yes, I did fireball myself.
Okay. What about you guys?
Oh,
I give Inari a shake. Or is this Shay in the middle of the scenario?
1,000-yard stare.
Inari, do you want to go first? Okay. Yeah, there was a fake Vakalis that showed up, and he kept attacking me. And I was like, bro, stop! And he just kept doing it, and I asked him why, and he said, because I wasn't supposed to be there. And I was like, I would like to get out of here. And he said, well, if you can't get out of here, then I guess this is where you'll die. So then I tried to pretend like I was dead, and he kept hitting me. And so then I was like, ugh! And so then I thought maybe I could just make him ridiculous, and maybe that would be better. So I painted him up like a clown, and I was like, you're ridiculous! And he's like, I can't see myself. And I was like, oh, must have to, like, make him believe it. So then I was like, have you ever thought that you weren't real? And then he disappeared, and it was over. But in the interim, I got a little damage.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Not too bad. I mean, those temp hit points came in handy, because...
Yes, they did. They did. Yeah, I got punched twice by One Fang, our friend from the basement.
He did.
Yeah, he did. That's why I was like, this is bullshit, and then it stopped. So it sounds like I got real lucky. Would either Shems or Inari like to weigh in on...
Yeah, I guess I didn't take that much damage.
Well, that's good.
Emotionally?
My dead husband was servicing Louis.
Oh, that's awful.
Like fixing the wheel on his wagon?
Nope.
I mean, you could call it that. If you wanted to go with that kind of innuendo.
Innuendo. Oh.
And then I tried to get Louis to leave, and then he made me do something. And then
oh, no.
I tried to attack him, hit him in the dick.
Good.
But then he attacked, or Aiden attacked me, so.
Oh, no.
Then I sat on the ground, which is why I'm here now.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Ugh.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Shems.
Shems has pulled like a little bag of treats out of her back. Nervously.
I shove an entire croissant in my mouth and I go,
where'd you get a croissant? We're in a hole.
The bag of holding isn't full of croissants.
I sure hope not. We put dead bodies.
Yeah, right.
That is not food safe.
It's not sanitary at all. Even if it is a... what is it?
Extra-dimensional space.
Extra-dimensional space.
I like to think that Tony is also a food safety expert.
Yeah? Yeah? With all the training he's got?
Well, from hanging out with...
Matilda?
Yeah, Matilda. All those years, like, helping to cook meals and whatnot.
That's kind of adorable.
So do you actually say anything after you finish your consumptions, or do you just leave it at that?
I leave it at that.
Oh. You cast attack thoughts, because you could.
Are you gonna?
Someone who was in an explosion that I didn't mean to be as big of an explosion as it was. Wanted revenge.
Oh.
Huh. Did you blow somebody up?
I've murdered lots of people, so we don't have to play around here. It's not like we're going to think less of you.
It was a specific person that I don't...
I once hunted a cabal of people down like they were deer and slaughtered them, just so we're on the level here, just in case.
Why are you keeping things from us? Are we not, like, in a group together?
It was a long time ago.
All right, this is where I pop in here with the recap of what happened when the recorder shut off. Shims confesses about her origins. She was effectively an indentured servant working for a rich family, and she ended up, by accident slash on purpose, killing their daughter when she was 15. She felt real guilty about it. Petra doesn't think it's a big deal. They killed a lot of people by the time they were 15, but Tony is shocked that Shims was lying to him. Tony demands a day where they ask Shims basic questions because they don't know anything about her. This prompts Shims to admit that after she killed Layla, everyone thought she was dead, so she took Layla's place at the Altaria Academy. The ruse worked until she was ready to graduate, and the school notified Layla's parents. Shims also reveals that Shims isn't their real name. They were born Noor Kasim. Tony and Inari are especially shocked by this. Petra is less worried about it. They admit that they haven't told everyone everything about their past either, and not to worry about it. This agitates Tony even further. Everybody asks Shims what name she'd like to go by, and she confirmed that she'd like to stay with Shims. So, having gotten that out of the way, the group makes their way to the south side of the dungeon to find their hidden boon. There they see seven hallways of differing lengths. The middle one is the longest and features a plinth at the end, but try as they might, they're unable to walk or fly closer to it. They check the other hallways, starting with the shortest, where Inari is able to see that a word is hidden behind a minor illusion, the word must. They check the other hallways and find more words, and realize that they need to put the words in order by the length of the hallway, spelling out must go backwards to go forwards. They realize that they need to walk backwards down the long hallway, and do so, quickly finding themselves at the end of it. There they find a small bottle labeled See Clearly, inside of which is a glass dropper and some liquid. Inari drops the droplets into her eyes and is granted the hidden boon of true sight, and everybody else follows suit. The group then heads down to the next level of the dungeon, the Evocation Floor. They walk in on a wooden walkway that extends straight ahead to the far side of the room, with another wooden walkway extending perpendicularly across the center of the room, making the crosshairs in the evocation symbol. Four murals wrap around the edge of the room, each depicting the mage from the other murals wielding one of the four primal elements, air, earth, fire, and water. And the murals have the following text. A mage must master the four elements that make life, air that gives us breath, fire that grants our bodies warmth, earth from which we come and to which we return, and water which quenches thirst. True mage deals not in one element, but combines them to create what they desire. In front of each mural is a large plinth, the top of which is a matching element, a lit flame, a floating droplet of water, a wispy cloud, and a rock. Circles and chalk on the floor extend from each plinth, and where those circles overlap stands additional plinths. In the center of the room is an eight-sided plinth. There's also cubbies in the wall with the inscription name and receive that materialize a named material whenever they name it. They try it with steam, water, lava, and eventually platinum coins to Petra's delight. They scoop several hundred coins into a pouch and then materialize some diamonds. They all realize that they'll likely go away, but Petra holds on to them anyway. It's worth trying. The group assesses out very quickly that they need to put items that combine the overlapping elements onto the plinths. And after a lot of back and forth and creative thinking, they come up with these solutions. For air and fire, Tony holds some smoke in his mouth and blows it onto the plinth. For fire and earth, Inari puts a burning stick on the plinth. For earth and water, Petra puts some mud on the plinth and wipes her hands off. For water and air, Petra blows a bit of their breath onto the plinth. For the three element combinations, they're a little more creative. The first one was for water, air, and fire. Tony farted on the plinth while Shim set it on fire, which made me worry that that all the solutions were going to be poop-themed. Thankfully, they got a little more creative than that. Earth, water, and air was the branch that was on fire but had been doused in water, creating steam. For fire, earth, and water, Tony made a floating raft on a clay bowl with water in it and set it on fire. And then for air, fire, and earth, they had a pumice stone, which is rock that traps air, dipped in oil, and set on fire. The final plinth, the one that combines all four elements, was solved very quickly by Petra, who jumped up on the plinth, satisfying the requirement for something alive. The sides of the plinth opened up to reveal an orange doorknob. With the doorknob, they began to look for the hidden boon. They each split up to the four corners of the room, where the wooden pathways extended beyond the walls just a little bit. There, they found some hidden messages on the ceiling with their true sight. Fire turns it into embers and coals. It rots in earth, providing life in its death. Water bloats and drowns it. Air snaps and shatters it. They quickly realize that the clues relate to wood, and Petra rips up the wooden walkway beneath her feet, finding stairs underneath. These stairs lead down to a corridor beneath the walkway, and as they walk through the center of it, they receive a Crusader's Mantle blessing, dealing additional damage on every attack they make. So, with their hidden boon and doorknob, they decide to head to the next level, Enchantment. There, they enter a large cross-shaped hallway. On the left side of the hallway is a mural, the mage being surrounded by the same enemy army from the first level. This time, they are standing around her with a slackened expression on their faces and golden-colored eyes. Golden threads extend from her minds to their heads. The text underneath the mural reads, "The persuasion of a mage must never be doubted, for with enough conviction, a mage can convince a foe to die with a mere word." Across from the mural are a set of double doors with no visible way of opening them, and at the end of the hallway is a large statue of a mage. A plaque underneath it reads, "In this hall, only the truth may be told. When the mage lies, you may proceed." They realize that they are under the effect of a Zone of Truth spell, that the statue will answer their questions, insisting that it cannot lie. However, they don't fuck with that and quickly ascertain that they need to pull down the statue, throwing some ropes around it and tugging it down while the statue ineffectively protests against them doing it. When the statue is torn down, they hear a click, and the doors across from the mural open up as the mage is now lying on the ground. Past the double doors, they see a table on the room, upon which is the violet doorknob, and with their true sight, they see, written on the wall behind it, "The gargoyle can open the way," written on the wall in illusory script. In the room behind it, they see another set of double doors with no handle. The one has a gargoyle face painted over them, who wears an unpleasant expression on his face. They ask the gargoyle to let them through. It tells them, "No." They ask a bunch of questions, each of which returns the same answer, "No." Finally, Petra asks, if the gargoyle would prevent them from passing through the doors. It answers, "No," and the doors swing open. As they make their way down the hallway, they see written on the walls, one word at a time, "In this hall, that only the truth may be told, and through truth, trust can be learned. To be blessed, you must confess and be heard. What is your heart's desire? What regret will your heart never forget?" And at the end of the hall stands an angelic-looking statue with "Confess" written on it. Tony confesses first. He desires his siblings to be safe and for them to live on a commune together for the rest of their lives, and he regrets killing Gregor. He receives a blessing. Petra confesses, whispering so the others can't hear them. Both Tony and Inari, though, listen in and are able to overhear them, rolling an opposed stealth versus perception check. Petra confesses that they want to be a hero and that they regret leaving her behind. Inari hides that she heard, but Tony doesn't, and Petra receives a blessing. And now we realize that the audio recorder wasn't playing, and we were able to get it back going, and let's proceed on with the session.
When I figure out where it cut off at, I just don't know why it shut off. It's plugged in.
Is it still off?
I do remember I bonked this it one at one point, but I think that was...
It wasn't red
before we even took a break. God,
if it's ever not red, we got to pay attention.
No, I just mean I looked and when he said it was on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, just turn back.
Is it going now?
It's going now.
Okay. Well, that's a bummer.
Hopefully we didn't miss too much.
Yeah, I'll type from memory everything I can.
Yeah.
Everyone say your shit again.
Yeah, what did I say? I said...
To be a hero.
I want to be a hero, and I regret leaving her behind.
Yeah.
Tony, say yours again.
Oh, that I want all of my siblings and I to live on a commune together, and that I regret killing Gregor.
Alright. Shims, what about you?
Can you say the question again?
Yeah. Hmm. In this hall, only the truth may be told, and through truth, trust can be learned. To be blessed, you must confess and be heard. What is your heart's desire? What regret will your heart never forget?
Sorry.
I'll go up to the thingy, and I will say, my heart's greatest desire is for me and all of my loved ones to always have the justice that we are owed. Mm-hmm. And my greatest regret that my heart will never forget is that I couldn't find a way to get me and Layla out of a situation, and it was only one of us that was ever able to make it out.
Okay. You are blessed. Anari?
My heart's desire is to feel and see the last bit of Louis' life exiting his body as he begs me for forgiveness.
Queenship.
And my biggest regret is killing the Danavara person. Mm.
You're blessed. You've got the sixth blessing.
Yeah.
The sixth
ring
moon.
We got to talk about this Marique shit.
Okay, so what do you got to do? You all are standing here. There's a bit of a pregnant pause.
I'm blessed.
Let's get the fuck out of here, I guess.
Yeah. We went through everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we still have our, was it Violet?
Yep.
Yeah, Violet doorknob. Mm-hmm.
So what's the mood as you all kind of come out of this one?
Down. Definitely down. I thought I wouldn't have to say that loud enough to be heard, but then Tony made it so obvious that he heard me, so I'm pretty stompy and walking ahead of everyone.
I love Petra's little temper, like little temper tantrum kind of vibes.
I mean, you can't actually be violent when you're mad unless you really want to kill somebody when you're that strong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm just upset that I keep getting reminded today that my friends are not truthful with me.
No.
Sorry.
You're like, I've always been an open book.
You don't know why anyone wouldn't like tell everything.
To be fair, you didn't tell anyone that you didn't kill Gregor. You didn't tell anyone about that situation until, like, a week ago. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but I don't think that it was necessarily pertinent to what
anybody can justify whatever.
Yeah. Right? My past hasn't been pertinent at all. Ever.
Everyone that's relevant to my story is on another content.
Literally never came up.
I don't know. I feel like
re-listen to all of our sessions. There was no point where it could have naturally come up.
Yeah.
So you all.
I mean, people get new names. You don't have. You don't use your name.
Yeah, but I'm honest that that's not my given name.
I don't think you've ever told
Shep for a long time.
You told me that once when we were drunk.
Yeah.
And that was it.
All right.
I feel like my siblings have called me that, and I've explained it.
No, they've always called you Tony, because that's what you prefer.
No, well, I thought that the... Who was it? I'll have to listen back, but I thought one of my siblings...
I think whenever we first went with... After Magpie, you called yourself Thundercloud.
Yeah.
And that was basically it.
Oh, I thought that my brother that we just got called me...
Wisp?
Thundercloud. Yeah, I thought Wisp was like Thundercloud?
Yeah.
When he woke up.
I don't remember. Maybe.
He did.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't remember. Sorry, my bad.
But yeah, it has for sure not come up.
Yeah. No, I guess I just assumed that it was like context clues of like my sibling called me Thundercloud, but you know me as Tony. It's just a different name.
The cat formerly known as.
My goodness.
He has such an adorable little meow.
Just looking for attention.
Hi, okay, I'll give you pets. I love you.
All the pets.
You're so handsome. You're so lovely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This looks like a high school symbol.
Just need to draw a little S on there.
Oh, one of those. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Careful, he's been bitey lately.
Has he still been screaming every night?
Yeah, but
who hasn't these days?
Yeah.
What color was the knob that we got?
Violet.
Violet.
Baudelaire.
Nom-a-noms.
Don't bite me.
But you're so tasty.
Where are we at?
Right. Oh, I forgot to draw the door, didn't I?
Oh. Oh. Oh no.
There.
Uh oh. You alright?
Did he get spooked?
No. She dropped my pillow.
Spooked myself.
Hi, buddy.
My old lady back pillow.
No, you're not gonna look at me? That's rude.
I need to rub my head against the Tupperware.
Come on.
Okay, so y'all kind of grumpily. Oh. Make your way down. I just imagine like an Arley, like being grumpily papoosed. Alright, so you make your way down to the next level. You open the door, you walk in, and you see that the mural, the inscription of it, part of it's in front of you, but this mural actually stretches all the way to the right down the hallway and all the way to the left. So it wraps around that whole opposite wall. Next to the mural, you see a statue of the mage looking pretty much like you've seen her the whole time. She's got... she's wearing the normal dress that she's wearing. She's got long hair, glittering blue eyes, and her hand is outstretched to the left, like this.
Mm-hmm.
As you turn to the right, you see the statue of her, but looking much older, at the end of the hallway.
Down here on this end?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's got her hands clasped in front of her, glittering green eyes, and just sort of a... just a withered, wrinkled face. And as you go around to the other way to the hallway, you see a younger version of her with sparkling red eyes. And she looks a lot younger. And along the mural, you see various versions of her aging and getting older, kind of matching pace with the statues as you go by them. And then also immediately in front of you, in front of the mural, you see a table which has a deck of cards on it. And built into the mural above each statue, you see what looks to be tarot cards.
Oh, okay.
above each statue?
Yeah.
Is it made in Mother Crone?
What's that?
Is it... Or wait, never mind.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly that. Tony, you read the inscription on the wall.
Okay, so really quickly, we walk in the door and see her at her mural current age,
mm-hmm.
and then to this side, she's old.
Getting older, yeah. She's repeated throughout the mural, getting older and older.
And then by this side is her getting younger and younger, yeah. and it's so much longer?
Yeah.
Okay. And the mural goes all the way down around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
A mage's most prized asset is knowledge. To know the future is to write the future.
Okay. And so, you see on the table in front of you, there is a yellow piece of vellum.
Vellum.
With a deck of cards on it. It says, Tony, you can read, what does her future hold? And then...
Oh, shit.
Oh. I will place these... Okay. So these are the... I have to make sure these are all... Right, I'll do this one first. So these three cards are above the statue here.
And that's the young one?
It's the young one. These are above the middle-aged ones.
And so this is just going down this whole hallway here, or is that just above the statue?
This is, these are above the statue, fanned out.
Uh-huh.
So that you can see each of them. I'm just putting them like this on the board. They're in like an illustrative pattern that does not
matter. This is just so many more. It's only above the statue?
Only above this middle-aged one, yeah.
Is all of those.
Well, theoretically, she spent a lot more time in this area of her life.
And then these are the ones that are above the final statue. And if you have any questions, let me know. And I think I mentioned she's young. She's got her hands in front of her. Looking youthful. This one has her hand out to the left. And this one has her hands in front of her.
Huh. And does this one not, did the middle-aged one, are her eyes colored or no?
This one.
Red, it's something green.
Blue, green, red.
Okay.
The young one has red, the middle-aged one has blue, and the old one has green.
And they're all sparkling?
Mm-hmm.
And her hands are crossed?
The young and the old woman have their hands over each other in front of them.
Just like this? Just both like of them?
Yeah.
Okay. So the only writing we have is this.
Correct. And what's on the...
Yeah, that just... What does it say?
What does her future hold?
And what does that say?
A mage's most prized asset is knowledge. To know the future is to write the future.
Does this deck, like if I flip through it...
You can pick it up and look around.
Okay. I'm just trying to see if it has those in it.
Those cards are not in that deck.
Okay.
Because I only have the one deck.
Well, I'm out for this one. I don't know shit about tarot, y'all.
You don't need to know anything about tarot to solve this.
Okay.
Could it be related to the numbers on them?
It could be. Because I feel like it's a story, right? And there's no numbered ones in her old one. It's all face cards.
Can I look at the statue?
Mm-hmm.
The young statue?
Mm-hmm.
Any
switches?
19. Does it move?
Oh,
Nexus 10.
And then if there's
and
a one before,
I get
yes, 9.
Advantage on wisdom checks. Ooh, so 11. Right. So 16.
You are drawn to the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize that they're loose, and you pull them out. They are two rubies worth 50 gold pieces apiece.
The eyes come out.
Cool. Let's grab them.
Anything else come off of it?
Nope.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to throw up. I'll go to the other two statues. Do their eyes come out too?
Yep. Two sapphires worth 50 gold pieces and two emeralds worth 50 gold pieces.
I'm going to put the red ones back.
One, two, three, four.
And the young one. And I'm going to switch the middle age and the old one.
Okay.
So it's red, green, blue.
Okay.
Nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the statues.
Can I
are
phone
her?
A friend?
Young.
Are these like slots for us to put things?
They are the exact size of the cards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
So
this is the young, medium, old.
Mm-hmm. Can we do this one for young?
Those cards are attached to the wall. They don't come off.
But this one
can I touch? Can I touch that on the wall and press
on it?
It's
like lacquered over.
Okay. Nothing to press.
Nothing to press. If you would like, is like a hint. You roll intelligence to see if you can get a hint.
Yeah, because I can roll it with advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Just a check.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me! It's a natural one, not a good one.
Okay, 12.
Yeah, 12, and then minus one, unfortunately. I don't add my proficiency, right? Because I don't normally.
No, not for this.
Yeah, no, so it's just a 11.
Okay.
Do you want to use smart people want to roll for a hint?
I'll give the hint that obviously this is the divination.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think about that.
I would ask you to think about literally what it's asking you to do.
What does her future hold?
Is
death?
Wait,
is
it
death?
No. To know the future is to write the future. What does her future hold?
Well, is the oldest one holding anything? Like, physically holding anything?
To is there
the
a card?
The future is to write the future.
Is there a card called Death?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a card called Mother
that?
Maiden?
There's not.
I wasn't looking for it, but let me look.
Yeah.
I was looking more for the things that
would. I was thinking that would be Mother that or
Mother Maiden Prone
Death.
Like, I don't think it's that we
it's
have to
asking you to predict the future.
Based on the cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find a pattern in them or something.
So to know the future is to write the future.
What does her future hold?
Death.
Yeah, does anything happen when we put death down on there?
Nothing will happen until three cards are placed in place. You put three cards in?
Yeah.
You take 9 points of damage.
Okay.
What if we were splitting it? We were doing it together. Can I take half of that?
You can put the cards on next time.
Okay. So it was wrong because it was wrong. And 9 points of damage?
And I will tell you that
3, 6, 9.
You get the intuition that you have one card right.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Death, probably.
So, yeah, I'm trying to, like, look at the cards and see if, like, just from the picture there's a story, but it's a lady, she gives a man a cup, I think, and then she leaves on a boat.
And then she has a child.
Four types, right? There's
family.
Wands, cups, swords,
like
and
pentacles.
Yeah right.
So
what
if we put the eight of pentacles here?
That chair sounds dangerous. I agree.
It's been scared.
Well, a single woman, a single man, and that looks like a woman and a daughter.
And why the eight of pentacles, Jay?
Because there's one of each kind, and then it's adding two every time.
Mm-hmm.
2, 4, 6. Yeah. So you want the eight of pentacles?
Yeah.
Suggestion?
Eight of pentacles.
Okay.
Let's put that in.
Try
I'm not putting it.
I will.
I'll do it.
You put the third card in there?
Yeah. No, go ahead and leave it there, because I don't think it activates if there's not three cards there.
Kaylin, girl. You take 42 points.
What? How do we go from 9 to 42?
The dice doubles with every
attempt. Oh, shit.
But are two of them right?
Two of them are right.
Okay. Well, I'm really glad I took that. I will also be taking the next one, but let's get it right.
I want to say,
I'm
going to
heal you.
Is there a one or something?
Oh, yeah, there's one.
We're not fighting. Don't waste your spell yet. We can just go take a rest. I mean, we're almost at the end of the day anyway.
The only guess I would make without thinking harder would be the ace or the one of swords.
Ace
don't
of swords?
Put it down yet, but because we've got.
So,
nine,
how did you
seven,
come
four,
to this
three.
Conclusion?
Of this one?
Yes.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Wands, cups, swords, the fourth class.
Okay.
Not quite right.
So I took 42 points of damage.
I rolled rough.
I can take two more of those and just tank them, just so you know. So if we have some really good contenders, we can go ahead and try it. Because I'm at 76.
Here's the ace of wands.
The only reason it would be an ace was because the numbers are descending, which
mm-hmm.
could mean it could be a two of something.
Yeah.
We don't know. That's not, there's not enough of a pattern that we're noticing.
Huh? What?
I didn't realize that the numbers are descending. I feel bad.
Oh,
okay. So
that
doesn't
okay.
have to do with anything.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
Because this is 2, 4, 6, and we came up with 8 because of that.
Yes, that was the correct answer and the correct way of getting it.
Okay, so the reason we chose death is because it's the end of life.
And it's correct, because
we, but we didn't have any other, like, clues that we used from that. Any other context clues. So maybe just because they're all face cards... Is that the only other one that's like these? Like emotional or whatever?
I mean, this is the magician. The mage.
I want to try the mage. She's a mage. I put it down. I am the one who places this on the table.
Godspeed.
So you think I might get 80 damage this time?
Oh, this is a much better roll for you.
Okay.
35. Nice. I rolled 4 dice.
Wrong.
We got low. That's wrong.
It's wrong? Okay. Also, did the two smart people roll a hint?
Oh my god.
Chariot, cups, priestess, pentacles, star, swords, sun, swords, fortune, wheel? Wheel, fortune?
Wait,
wands,
what do you...
Wheel, wand. So it has to be wand.
Wait, what are you pointing out?
Chariot is matched with cups.
Okay.
Priestess is matched with pentacles. Star.
Oh, the first letter of each?
Yeah, so wheel and wand. So it definitely has to be wand.
I mean, the number
Number of letters?
Oh my god.
So 5 of wands is what we want?
Yeah.
5 of wands. Do the honors.
Let's see what happens.
A doorknob appears on the table.
Oh, fuck this doorknob! I pick it up and I throw it!
It is a black doorknob.
Of course it is.
I was thinking 5 as well because it went from 8 to 13.
Oh!
Yeah, just a coincidence.
That's just a coincidence.
I was thinking
early,
but... I mean, it would have worked, but not...
And this is why puzzles that have multiple solutions are generally better. But you did it.
Oh, that one was tough.
It was. I'm gonna specifically on here write fuck tarot. Alright. God damn it, we gotta fucking figure something out for a boon.
Yeah.
Not now.
Shit. What kind of floor is this?
Stone.
Divination?
Divination.
Okay.
And there's nothing else. Just the tarot cards, the eyes that come out of the... Mm-hmm. Is there anything about the statues?
Roll me a perception check.
I have all these. This would have been covered by my prior perception check, right? May as well use it, right? Use it or lose it.
13. 15?
Two of the statues are in the same pose. One is in a different pose.
Can you move the arm on that statue?
Ooh, what if we put all of the...
the hand
is it like
it's
this?
It's just flat out like this.
Can we make it... go into the same position as the other statues?
You try moving the arm and it is inflexible.
Where's this hand? Her arm.
Where's her other hand?
It's just on her side.
Just on her side.
What about the other statues? Can we move those arms so that
they're like this, right?
Mm-hmm. And the arms do not move.
And I already tested all the statues. They don't move. There's no clicky
buttons. Is her hand pointing to something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can I look?
Do you roll perception check on that part of the wall?
Yeah.
You rolled something
that. You find a loose brick.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I was going to use my wand of secrets, but we don't even need that with Tonya.
Nice.
That completes the divination symbol.
Oh, there we go.
That's much better than my original thought of peeing on the statue. I like that.
That would have been fun.
All right, and so... as you,
release your secrets!
No!
And as you enter the room, you see a... There's a little thing that goes up right there. That looks really cute. In that little alcove right there, you see an open gargoyle mouth on the wall.
I can pee in that.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
And it says that beneath it.
Feed me red meals. Feed me real meds.
Meds?
Feed me red meals. Feed me real meds. Right?
Hold on, I think it wants to eat the eyes that you took out.
Oh, yeah.
Real meds. Emeralds?
Can
is that
I
what
see?
It's trying to say?
Meds.
Or is it meals?
The first one is red meals, and the second one is real mints.
Mints.
Red meals and
real meds.
Could it be like a
anagram?
Yeah,
I think it's like a code, and it's trying to say something about emeralds.
Oh, emeralds! Yeah, an anagram of emeralds.
I put the emerald in there.
All right, your mouth shuts, and it opens, and it sticks out its tongue.
I'm glad we got that a lot quicker.
Yeah, right.
And you all now are under the ability of tongues. You can all speak and comprehend any language.
Oh, yay! But that's only for as long as we're in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's still helpful, so I'm not the only one that can read.
Well, we can speak, we can't read, right?
You can speak and read.
Speak and read, okay.
In here. I think it's...
I think it's just
here.
Speech.
Speak and hear, yeah.
Yeah.
So you can read it out loud in the relevant language, and you will know.
Or I'll just say it in the language that we know. Common.
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 That common tongue.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you all.
All right, and so you have your black doorknob, and there's only one school of magic left. Necromancy.
Oh, that's going to be something, huh?
And I think that's probably what we'll have to pick up next time.
The black doorknob necromancy.
You guys got you got through more than I expected.
Yeah.
We were actually pretty impressed
with
us.
We got in the mood from last time. We were like, let's go in for puzzles.
I just wanted to see that gargoyle's mouth.
I mean, you could. Yeah, I mean, I guess something's stopping you right now.
I don't want to chance it.
Yeah. Can we
pee in the gargoyle's mouth and it decides, you know what, you don't get
do you,
the boo.
Do you guys want to go up and take a long rest before the next one?
I think so. I'm
pretty hurt.
It's probably a good time.
I'm beyond the wasting of spells on healing me hurt.
Okay. So yeah, you head back up. You head to Harita's. Harita makes you all a nice meal. You have a good dinner. You click that long rest button.
Nice.
And then you're back the next day on the 8th of death for the necromancy room.
We tell Harita about everything so that she can report to the guard captain if something happens. The general, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
We did it!
Teamwork!
Yeah, hopefully we didn't lose too much in the middle there.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It sucks that it cut out during the, like, emotional scene.
Yeah, right, it couldn't have come out during, like, the tarot puzzle.
Or when we were talking about poop just before.
Yeah.